Today's daf is daf lamed beis. So let's take it from the beginning of the perek on lamed aleph lamed beis. The new perek begins. The new mission begins as follows: Benos kusim nidos merisasam. Benos kusim. The girls are ready for merisasam. Ready from their mikatnusam, when they're babies, when they're ready in the cribs already. If they were to see dam, they would be considered nida. The Gemara is going to explain all of this. Vakusim mitame mishkav tachton keelyon. And the kusim themselves, the males, are mitame the mishkav tachton keelyon. If they lie down on something, the bottom has the same din as the top as being mitame someone else. We'll see what that means exactly in the Gemara. Mipnei shein bol nidos, because we assume that the kusim, the males, are being bol, because we assume the ladies are considered nida, so therefore the men are considered bol nidos. So then why? Vehein yosha kol dam v'dam, because they sit, every type of dam they see, they sit on that. They assume it's nida, regardless of the color. And that's going to mess everything up, and that's why we assume they're always nidos, and we assume the men are always bol nidos. We look at Rashi to explain the din of hein yoshua and yoshua kol dam v'dam, that they sit, they assume every color dam is nida, kolomar. Lahachi have a bali nidos. Reason why the men are considered bali nidos is mishum dechol dam sheros bein adam bein yarok. Regardless of the color that they see, whether it's red, whether it's green, yoshros alav yimei nidos. They assume it's nida. Vizu takala hilahem, and that ends up messing everything up. Why? Shim roa dam yarok, if they see blood that's green, which we know is really tahor. Hayom, they see it today, let's say Sunday. Mitchilas limnos shisha vahu. They start counting Sunday plus another six. Now, im tira bolsam yimei nidos, if they see during that week dam adam red, let's say on Wednesday, einam mona ela miyom ria rishona, they only start counting from Sunday, so Sunday they were really tar, they should really be counting from Wednesday, another few days. Vosa dam yarok tarayot. So what happens is the following Sunday, they think they're ready tar if they stop seeing dam, but they're really within the 7 days of Wednesday when they saw the red blood. And therefore everything gets messed up, so we assume that the women are kusim, we assume the men are bali kusim, boli kusim. And then the Gemara says, Mishra rather says, ve'ein chayav malem al bias mikdash. However, if they do enter in to the base of Migdash, any of the wearing the clothing or touching one of these things, so Rashi explains, ein chayav malem halovesh, o miskase ba'osin begadim, v'nichles l'mikdash pater mina karban. Why? Because we don't know. They're not vaday nida, it's a suffix nida. It's all one suffix, so we can't make them mechayav a karban on a suffix nida. And moreover, says the mission of Ein Sorfin Alein Es HaChuma, if they were to come into contact with a chuma, we also wouldn't burn chuma because it's still only a suffix. Mipnei, as the mission concludes, Shetumasam suffix. Asks the Gemara, hey Chidami, what's this case where we say that Benos Kusim, Afil Marisasin are Tame? So what's the case? If it's the case, the Ida Kachazin, if it's a case where when they were very young, when already the infants saw Dam, so why does it say only Benos Kusim, Afilu Didanami? Even if a Benos Yisrael were to see Dam, Marisasin, Mikat Nusan, they'd also be considered Dam Nida. Now, if they haven't seen anything, they do not melu them, then even Benos Kusim shouldn't be Tahor. So why dafka this case about Benos Kusim? If they saw, so Benos Yisrael should be Tameh, and they didn't see, even Benos Kusim shouldn't be Tameh. So Gemara explains, what's the case here? Amar Rava, Bered, Rav Acha, Bar Rav Huna. Amar Eshash, Rav Sheshes. Hacha B'maaskin, what's the case here? Bistama. Well, it's a Stam case where we don't know what happened, if they saw Dam or not. The chayvin deika miuta dechazin. Since there's a minority of girls who do see at a young age, chayshinan rechoshesh for that. Rechoshesh for that opinion. And the Gemara says, well, man tana dechayish lemiuta. Who is the one who's always chayshinan lemiuta, who's always concerned with the minority all over Shas? That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. How do we know Rabbi Meir is a chayshinan lemiuta? The Sani, the Brisa tells us on the top of Lamed Beis now, katan v'katana lo cholzim v'lo miyavim divrei Rabbi Meir. If a katan or a katana were to be in a situation that calls for yibum, we would not say, we wouldn't allow them to do chalitza, and we wouldn't allow them to do yibum either. So why is that? So Amru lo Rabbi Meir, Chacham say to Rabbi Meir, Yofel Amr, so you're saying correct. I agree with you that a katan and katana don't do yibum, they don't do chalitza, but I do hold for a different reason. What's the reason for the Chachamim? We haven't seen yet the reason of the Rabbi Meir, but first Chacham are going to say their reason why they're pater. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ish kasu b'parsha. And only a male, only a boy over the age of 13 is considered ish. Younger than that, a katan is pater from chalitza and yibum. So makshin ish al ish, and we have now a hekesh from the woman to the man. Ma tam e miyavim. What's the reason why we don't? So that's the din. Then the Gemara says. So Amar Lehenter, Meir says back to Chachamim now. Katan Shema Yimatze, perhaps the reason why Katan can't do it is not because the Pasuk says Ish, and rather because Shema Yimatze Saris, perhaps he's a Saris, which means he's an individual who's not capable of having children, and that would be Pater. The only time Chiv Yibum is appropriate is when it's the din of being continue the shame of the brother. But if they're not able to have children, so then it's considered the eshes achiv. So the reason why, because when the child's a katan, we don't know where he's going to turn out, to what he's going to, or if he's going to develop properly. So shema yimatzei saris, and therefore since a suffolk arayos, we say a katan shouldn't get involved in this. And same thing, katana, says Rabbi Meir, a young girl under the age of 12, shema timatzei elonis, she might be an elonis is the same thing, a woman, a girl, who's not able to have children either. So we don't, in either situation, there would be no mitzvah yibam, no mitzvah chalitza. Unimsu pogim be'erva, turns out if they were to be a saris or an islandess, then there would be an issue of being with an erva. Shloba makom mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah in this case since they can't have children. So that's the understanding according to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbanan respond back, Rabbanan say, Rabbanan zil basar ruba, go after the rov ketanim. Rov ketanim love sarisim ninu. Zil basar ruba de ketanos, go based on most majority of ketanos. Rov ketanos love islandess ninu. So therefore we could ignore the, there's a minority of girls, minority of boys who are sarisim, minority of girls who are islandess, but still that's the miut and we don't have the choshish for the miut, we always follow the rov. And the only reason why the katan and katan are potter by the Yibam Chalita case is because it says in the pasuk ish and we're makish to isha. So we see from here though how Remeir is a shita that is a chayshina limiuta by the case of Yibam Chalita. So too is the opinion here that when a bnos kusim that we don't know what happened, but since there's a minority of girls who see a dam nida when they're young, we have to be choshish for them and assume they are tame nida. So Gemara now says further. Amar, the Shmasla, the Rabbi Meir, Muta, the Shriach, granted, we're able to see Rabbi Meir holds us din when it's a Muta Shriach, a common minority, or larger. It's called Mir HaMatzri. Machlokis in the post on how to define Mir HaMatzri. I don't know, 10%, 12%, whatever the dinam are, but it's called Mir HaMatzri, with the way the post meets the term, versus Mir Sheino Matzri, which is very unlikely. So Rabbi Meir says his din went to Mir HaMatzri. Apparently, the case of Saris and violinist is considered a significant minority. Let's assume 10% just for now. Of a miut de lo shriach, a very uncommon miut, let's say 9%, mishmasle would Rabbi Meir be choshish for miuta, he also draws a line. It's not every miut, not every possibility, one in a billion is not going to be choshish for. It has to be a significant minority. So Gemara says, hanami miut de shriachu. Now this case here as well, of the ketanos, seeing dam nida when they're very young, is also considered a common miut. What's, how do we know this? Desani, the Tosefta, teaches us, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ma'isabe, Ein Bul is a place. Rashi tells us that the first two places mentioned in the upcoming stories are both found in Eretz Yisrael, and the third place in Pumbedisa, as we know, is in Bavel. So Gemara is going to record three different situations in this Tosefta. First, again, Ma'isabe, Ein Bul, and this place in Eretz Yisrael. Vidbilu Kodem Le'ima. Happened was, so they were matbil the daughter, the infant, the newborn, before the mother. So the mother, we know, after giving birth to a nekeva, she has to wait 2 weeks before she could go to the mikvah. She's telling for 2 weeks, and the rest are going to be dam toar. But here, they had a situation where the baby was born, and she saw dam nida, and she counted 7 days, and that 7 days was, she went to the mikvah before her own mother went to the mikvah. I mean, within 14 days, she went to the mikvah. And that happened once in Ein Bul. And moreover, the Gemara says, V'amar Rabbi, Ma'isav Beis Sha'arim Vitbilu Kovdam Le'ima. Same, another thing happened in Beis Sha'arim, another city in Eretz Yisrael. And it happened yet a third time, according to the Tosefta, V'amar Rav Yosef Ma'isav Bepumpadisa, which took place in Bavel, Vitbilu Kovdam Le'ima. Again, three cases, which again, I don't know what the percentages are necessary, but this apparently qualifies in Mir HaMatzoi as to being a common minority. So Gemara wants to know on this Tosefta, Bishma, I understand the Rebbe Yossi, the Rebbe, the first two cases that took place in Ein Bul and in Beis Sha'arim respectively, both of them are Mishum Chumas Eretz Yisrael, because why do we care if the Nida, the girl's a Nida? Why is that going to impact her? She's certainly not married at that age of a week old. Because if she were to come into contact with Chuma, so then she's Metamri the Chuma, so we want to make sure that she's Tahor. They put the infant in the mikvah and take the infant out, and she's Tahor. El Rav Yosef, Lamali. Rav Yosef's case is in Pumbedisa, which is Chutz La'aretz. So what's the need? There's no Chuma. V'ha Amar Shmuel Ein Chumas Chutz La'aretz Asura El B'misha Tuma Yotze Megufa. The din of Chuma that's in Chutz La'aretz, Chuma and Chutz La'aretz only din d'rabbanim. And the din is that only the different types of tumas. There's one tuma, a person's tame, if you were to come into contact with something outside of yourself, tumas meis, tumas sheretz, tumas nevela. And there's another Tumah that comes Yotze Migufa, that comes from the body itself, such as Azov and a Nida, all those come from the body itself. So the din is, firstly, we're only concerned with Tumas Chotzarts with respect to Tumah that's Yotze Migufa. And moreover, even with that, within that, there's a qualification. Vahani Mile says the Gemara, only Be'achila, only to eat the chuma would be a problem. So let's say a woman's azava or nida, or man's azava, so then they cannot eat chumas chutzart. But, says the Gemara, aval b'negiya lo, but to touch it, if anyone who's tamein touches chumas chutzart, that's completely fine here. So now back to this baby, this child is certainly not eating chumas chutzart. The baby's not able to eat, it just nurses, that's all. So the only concern is touching. But negiya of chumas chutzart isn't concerned. There's no concern. So why are we being matbil the daughter if it's if she's not going to eat the food? It's only touching the food at worst. So Amar Marzutra lo nitzcha ela lo sucha. When it comes to the sucha shemen shel chuma, you know, one of the ways to use chuma, we use oil. You could have chuma from olives, and then you take the squeeze of olives and make olive oil, and you rub the oil on the body. It's baby oil is something very, very common. So you take the olive oil, you put it on the skin of the baby. So that's a problem, because even though that's negiya, I'm about to prove that sicha, however, anointing has the same din as shti or achila, same din as drinking or eating. Where do we see? The Tanya, the Brisa tells us that this also appears in Maseches Yuma. It says, "V'lo yichalu es kachu b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu la'Hashem." When it comes to the iser of the one who's tamei eating chuma, a person should not desecrate the chuma. And it says, "L'rabo says asach." This extra pasuk is coming to include the one who anoints v'es hashos, the one who drinks oil of chuma. So Gemara says, "Shosa l'amli yikra." Why is a pasuk need shosa? Shtiya bechla achila. We know there's an iser to eat chuma when you're tamei. And achila always implies shtia as well. So why does a bris have to have a special joshua to include shtia? The Gemara says it's not really a joshua for shtia. It looks like a joshua for sicha, but telling us, not just a joshua, but it's telling us the nature of sicha, ela l'rabo says asach kishosa, that one who anoints with oil is tantamount to drinking the olive oil. So it has the same din. So if one were to rub the olive oil of chuma on the skin of a baby, that would be like as if the baby's drinking it, and therefore it would be subject to the dinim of Tuma, even in Chutz La'art. V'ibay Seima Mehacha, alternately, another source that we know that Sichat's Kishtia, that Tavo Chamayim B'Kirbo U'Chashemin B'Atzmosav, as water enters into the body, that's how the oil enters into the bones, so oil plays the same role, or similar role, to that of water entering the body through drinking. Okay, so the Gemara now says, so this is what comes out, that we are, right? Meir is the one who's choshesh for the miuta, and it is a miuta shchiach, miuta mir hamatzoi, that even ketanos can see dam nida. So Gemara says, ihach, if that's the case, so then didanami, so why are we choshesh for even the benos yisol? Why is this dafka by benos kusim? We should have the same chashash of benos yisol, that if we don't know any better, it's a stam case, there's a minority of girls who see dam nida at a young age, let's assume benos yisol also have such a chashash, and they should be metame nida. So Gemara says, Anan, the darshin and Isha, v'Isha, we who make a drasha of Isha, and the extra vav, v'Isha. So then, that even a katana is a metame tumas nida. So for us, v'chi chazin mafrishalu. And when b'nos Yisrael were to see dam, so they make sure to separate from them. We rechoshesh v'lo gazri b'hu rabban. There's no need for gzeir, because we assume that we know that v'isha tells me that even a ketanos has a din of tumas nida. But inu them, the kusim, the lo darshi isha v'isha, they don't have a drash of the ekshavav. They don't assume that a ketanos is dam nida. V'chi chazer and lo mefarshalu. When a girl, ketanos, sees dam nida, they ignore it and say, she's not tamei. And since they ignore the din of tumah, so then we have to make a gzera, gazu b'hu rabbanan, that even when they're filu ma'risasam, even mekatnusan, even when they're first, one day old, we're ready, a choshes, we're ready, gozer on them, the tumas nida. So my isha v'isha, what's this drasha that we just spoke of? That there's an isha, and the vav v'isha includes even a benos Yisrael, even a filu yom echan. What's the drasha? So Gemara brings the drasha, the Tanya. It says in the pasuk, Isha, it says, Isha ki siya zava dam yezova, b'vsara. So what's the drasha? Isha, ainli ella, Isha, I only know a girl who's a Isha, who's over the age of 12, an adult. Tinok es bas yom echad l'nidam inayin. How do I know even if a girl who's the first, a newborn, and sees dam nida, even she would have a din of tumas nida. Tamalomer v'isha the ekshavav. That's the drasha. So Alma, we see from here, Kimar Bekrom, the pasuk includes, the Vav is including Abbas Yom Echad Mirabi. It's including that even the din of Tumah applies even to a one-day-old. So Urumina, the Gemara says, based on another drasha, that we're making a drasha to include a riboy, to include even a katana. We don't use the age of Bas Yom Echad, we use a different age. So what's the drasha? So in a very different context here, the Gemara talks about a woman who's nida, who's tamei with being a husband. The pasuk said, read on the side just for a second. V'isha asher yishkav ish oso shichvas zara v'rachzu b'mayim v'tamu ad arav. So the Torah tumas isha ayde bias adam. So isha ainli ella isha only know a woman who's an adult over the age of 12. Tinokas bas shalosh shanim v'yom echad. But what about a girl, a young child who's 3 years old, not a day old, but 3 years old, the Gavi this din, Labia Minayin, how do I know that there's Tumas Bia, it's not like when she's 3 years old, Tamalomer Vi'isha, the Ekshavav, it doesn't say Isha, it says Vi'isha, Asha Yishkav Ish Osa. So here we're including 3 years old. So how come by the case of Tumas Nid, it's 1 day old, by the case of Tumas Bia, it's 3 years old? So Gemara answers, Amarava, Hilchasaninu, this all halacha Moshe Misinai, that Nida is noeg b'yomechad by Nida, and Tumas Bia is noheges b'shloshanim. That's all halach mashbisinan. Vas mechinu rabban akra, and the fact they brought psukim isha v'isha, all those drashas were really a smach the ba'amas, but the whole dinim of Tumas Nida versus Tumas Bia, that's all hilchas and Nino, that's all halach al Moshe b'sinan. So Gemara says, hey krav hey hilchasa. So which one is really learned out from a pasuk, and which was halacha Moshe Mishina? It sounds like what the Gemara just had said, one of the halachas, either the three-year-old or the one-day-old, one of them is halacha Moshe Mishina, and the other one's really based on a true drasha, so which is which? Elam, if you're going to tell me the Bas Yom Echad, the one-day-old, Legabit Tumas Nida, is a hilchas, so that's halacha Moshe Mishina, and Bas Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad is mikra, and that's a pasuk. So cross stomachsiv, that's a stam pasuk. It doesn't tell us, when it says Isha V'isha, how do we know that's coming to include 3 years old versus 1 day old? I would have thought if we have a halacha Moshe Mishinai that's 1 day old, that's by Tumas Nida, so I would have made the drasha Isha V'isha that even by Tumas Bia also a 1 day old would be Shaykh Tumas Nida, Tumas Bia rather. So El Gemara said, really, Ba Shaloshanam V'yom Echad M'hilchasa. The fact that a 3 year old is subject to Tumas Bia, that's halacha Moshe Mishinai. And the Dinah Bas Yom Echad, that's based on a crow. That's the implication of a pasuk. Okay. So Gemara says, Me'achad the Hilchasa, once we've established that it's Halacha Moshe Mishinai, the 3 year old for the Tumas Bia, and it's not really based on the Pasuk, Kralamli. So why do we have to say Isha V'isha with regards to Tumas Bia? That's unnecessary. We already know from Hilchasa. So Gemara says, Lema'ute Isha Me' Odem. To tell me that really we don't need the Joshua. Isha V'isha is not telling me about the age. That's based on Halacha Moshe Mishinai. That's based on the Hilchasa. We're learning a separate din Isha V'isha. Only a woman is a Tamei if she sees an emission that's red. But if a man were to see an emission that's Odem, that's red, he would not be subject to the din of Tumma. That's the din here. V'hadat Tana, that Brisa that tells us, Isha Ein Li'eli Isha, Bas Asar Yamim L'Ziva Minayin. So here's another Joshua, that a woman when she sees Nida, so she has to be an adult, Isha. How do I know she needs to be 10 days old for the purposes of Ziva? Not for Nida, but for Ziva. Ziva is when she sees blood when she's not expected to see. Tamalomar V'isha. So Lamali. So why do you have to have a separate drasha? Now there's a pasuk, a different pasuk of V'isha, the Gabe Zav, Zava. So why is there a separate drasha? Why don't we learn Ligmar Minida? Once we know that a 1 day old is subject to Tumas Nida, so do we know that 10 days old is Shaykh for Zava? Why? Because we know a Zava could only exist if a woman has no cycle. So Zava only happens when they're out of the cycle, when she's not expected to see. So we always assume a woman doesn't see. And when she first time she sees, that first Ri'iyah is Nida. And then after 7 days, if she were to see, that's called Zava. So the earliest time you could ever have a girl being Shaykh to have Zava is if it's 10 days into it. Why? If she sees Dam Nida on day one, so she's Tamei 7 days. And then to become Zava, you have to see 3 days in a row, so day eight, day 9, day 10, when she's not supposed to see, but that she sees anyways, that will make her a Zava. So that's the first time it's possible, earliest time ever for a girl to be Shaykh to have Zava. So Gemara is asking, why do I need a drasha, a separate drasha, that V'isha, even a katana is Shaykh to Zava? If we know an Isha is Shaykh to Nida, so certainly she's Shaykh to Zava. These two halachas are very much intertwined. So Gemara says, you need to teach me both the dinim of Tumas Ziva and Tumas Nida separately. Why? Because Rachman and Benida had we only had the din of Nida by 1 day old, I would have thought Nida Mishum Dechichadze Chadyoma by the Mace of Shiva. Because if she sees 1 day, she's Tommy for 7 days straight, regardless of whether she sees more than that. Aval Zava, when it comes to Zava, di chazi chay yom, if she only saw one day, the shemer yom keneged yom sagila. We know when a woman sees down when she's not supposed to, she's not tummy 7 days. She's shemer yom keneged yom. She keeps one day, and if she doesn't see again, she's completely tar, goes to the mikvah. So maybe because of that, ema lo, maybe since the dinim are more makel lagabe zava, at least after seeing just one ear, maybe we wouldn't apply it to a ketana? So yicha, no, even the din of zava applies to a ketana as well. Let's go the other direction. Maybe we should teach the din of a ziva by ketana. And once we know ziva, we would have known the din of nida as well. Do we know nida cannot take place without the context of nida? So once we're establishing the pasuk that ziva, a zav exists to a ketana, mimela, we know that nida also applies to a ketana. So Gemara says, Eina chanani, you're right. We only have to teach a din of isha, v'isha lagabe zava, and we know from that that nida applies as well. So Ella Krol Amli, so why did it say ish of ish lagabi need if that's unnecessary? V'lemute ish may owe them to tell me that only if a woman were to see something red, ishi tamei nida. But let's say a man were to see something red, that would not be metamehim. Umari says, Hom yata chadazino. We already learned this drasha. We're learning the same drasha that the lemute ish may owe them in two different places. Why do you need two different drashas for the same halacha? So Gemara says, Chal mutei mishiv chazera, chal mutei midam. Because there are two ways man could see something red in theory. One is he could see shiv chazera, that's Edom, that would not, Odem rather, that would not make him tameh. Or he could see nida, he could see dam, that would also not make him tameh. So whether he sees red through shiv chazera or red through dam, neither one would render him tameh based on the two different drashas that we have. Okay. So up until now, we've been discussing the status of a katana when she's a isha v'isha. V'chein le'inin zacharim. We have the same thing by a male, if a male were tumas zav. How do we see this in the psukim? Gemara quotes a braisa, the sanya, ish ish. It says, ish ish ki yeh zav. When he has an emission, he's tamei. So ma tamei lomar ish ish. Why the double lashon of ish ish? So the Gemara says, the rabbi is to include tinok ben yom echad, even a one-day-old boy who sees an emission, shum metame beziva, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel beno, shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Amar, he argues and says, ain't tzarch, you don't need a pasuk. Because I read you, Omer, already says in the pasuk, zachar v'nakeva. Zachar v'nakeva, stop. Zachar kolshu, any one who's a male, we don't care about age. Zachar, zachar is not an Indian of age, zachar is an Indian of gender. So, Harei, again, Zachar and Akeva, Zachar, Kol Shu Zachar, Bein Shu Gadol, Bein Shu Katan. And it says also in the Pasuk of the Nakeva, Kol Shu Nakeva, anyone who's a female, Bein Gadol, Bein Kadana. So we don't need a Joshua to include a boy who's one day old. We already know that from a Stam Zachar. So Im Kain, if that's the case, Matam Lomar Ishish, why the double Ashon? And the Gemara answers, Dibra, Tara, Kalashim Ben Adam. People sometimes speak in double talk. They repeat themselves. So too, the Torah is not precise in every single word. The Torah also repeats itself sometimes to use Lashim Ben Adam. So Alma, we see from here, however, Ki Marbi Kra Ben Yom Echad Marbi. When we are Marbi, when we include a man for Tumas Zav, we include even a one-day-old. We're Minu. The Gemara says we have elsewhere that no, it's not a one-day-old. We have elsewhere when it comes to Shechva Zera. The Gemara says the Ish Ein Li Ela Ish. I only know of an adult over the 13 years old who sees Shechva Zera is Metamin. Ben Teish Hashem V'Yom Echad. If he's 9 years old already, Minayin. How do I know even then he's going to become Tumas Shechva Zera, Tumas Keri? Tamal Omer V'Ish. The extra letter Vav. So how come when it came to the din of Zav, then the din is even a Yom Echad when it comes to Shechva Zera? It's the age of 9. Gemara has a very similar structure, if not the same, that Amar Rava Hilchas Aninu, it's all Halacha Mashmi Sinai, Vas Mechinu Arbanan Akra, and the Gerban just used a smacht in the Pasuk. So which one's a Hilchas, which one's really a Kra? Hey Hilchas of a Hey Kra. Elaim, if you're going to tell me Ben Yom Echad, the one day old is Tamei to Maziva, Hilchas of that Halacha, the Moshmi Sinai, U Ben Teisha Sham Yom Echad, and a 9 year old is a Kra, so then Kra Stam Aksid, the Kra says Stam. The Pasuk doesn't indicate anything about the age, 9 or 1. So Ella really ben teish sham v'yomechad v'milchus. We have a tradition that a 9 year old is tamei tumas keri. And in terms of the pasuk of zav ben yomechad kra, the pasuk says ish v'isha. Since we have no way to draw a line, we assume it's the ben yomechad. That's how we understand this. V'chimiachad v'milchus he. After the fact that ben teish sham, the 9 year old is tamei tumas keri. So kra lamali. So what's the need for the pasuk ish v'ish the gabi di shechazara? We need a 9 year old is the din. The Gemara says, "Lamute isha milovin." If a woman were to see any white emission, that she would not become tamei. So, lamali lemichta bezacharim, lamali lemichta benakevus. Why have the same drasha for males and females, why not learn one from the next? And the Gemara explains it, you need both dinim of a zachar, the din of a nekeva. Because the kasher yachmen of the pasuk tosh only bezacharim, only males, bishim demetame burios, kiviyamim, there are certain chumras that exist to a man that don't exist by a woman. A woman has to see 3 days. If she sees 3 times on one day, she's not tamei tuma zava. A man has to see 3 times, even on one day. So it's a chumra by a male. So since there's more tuma by a male, maybe only by a male would we assume a yom echad is tamei tuma tzkari. Aval nekevos, the lo metamei burios kiviyamim. They don't have 3 sights like 3 days. They have a kula. If you see 3 times in one day, that's all one year. So maybe there's a kula. Aimalo, maybe we would not include a tinokes bas yomechad. Therefore, we have to tell me the din, even by tinokes bas yomechad is a subject to tumas nido. V'ikasir achmanim b'nekevos, have we only taught the din of nekeva, mishum de kamatame b'onis, that even if she sees b'onis, whatever something else caused the damnida, she would still be considered tame. However, aval zacharim de lo metame b'onis, if a male sees some type of emission through onis, that would not render him tame. So since there are kulas by a zachar, maybe aim alone, maybe it wouldn't be noeg at a young age of yom echad. Tzich, we have to teach, even by a zachar, ben yom echad would be subject to tumas zav. And finally, we'll finish the last few lines here, the Gemara. Vakusim, maybe we'll even actually go to the next. Actually, that's not Shaita. Let's just do the bottom here. The Vakusim etam mishkav tachton ke'elyon. We said in the Mishnah that the kusi is metame mishkav ketachton, that the mishkav tachton ke'elyon, he lies down on a bed, the tachton, the bottom, has the same din as the top. What does that even mean? So my mishkav tachton ke'elyon, that the bottom is like the top. Elam, if you're going to tell me, Di'ika esar matzos, if there are 10 beds, 10 mattresses, 10 whatever you're lying on, v'yosav alayu, and the kusi sits on the top of them, it's matamilu, it goes through all 10 mattresses. Pshita, da'darslu, of course, we know that din already, that's matami. That's a din. Anything that he's doris on, anything he puts his pressure or weight on, it's matami all the way down to the bottom. That's a din we already know. We don't need the Mishnah to tell me that din, that's obvious. Ella, shehe tachtona shel bol nida, kel yona, shows off. It's telling me that if a person is a bol nida, like a kusi, so the din is, it has the same din as the elyon of a zav. What's the elyon shel zav? It's the clothing that a zav might be wearing. So what's the din of an elyon of a zav, the clothing of a zav? Ma elyona shel zav ein matame ela ochlin mashkim. The clothing of a zav is not matame a person, it's only at best matame food and liquid. So to af tachtona shel bol nida, if a bol nida is lying on mattresses, it's only ein matame ela ochlin u mashkin. Okay, so we will stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow morning.